and welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
I think people don't like us. I honestly do. Every show, what do I do? At least twice in the show, I say the voicemail number. Once at the beginning, once at the end. 206-208-3918 is our voicemail. And
you need. I think you need to sometimes say things slower.
I've said it slow, and it doesn't work.
206. Let me. 208-3918. Right. Give us a call. Leave us a message. We'll put you on our podcast.
Guess how many we got this week?
You have 0 new voicemail messages and 0 saved messages.
You know what that means. We've said it before in the last few episodes, because we aren't really getting even a trickle of voicemails. We're going to be playing the only one we got until we do.
Cool. This message is for Rochelle. It's Sean.
Hi, Sean.
I met a while back at Azerbaijan when I asked casually about how you didn't have any Scottish in you. Let's rectify that. You've still got my card. Call me.
Maybe people just really like to hear that one, and that's why they're not phoning in.
Because, actually, I don't mind hearing that one.
All right, let's hear that one more time.
Cool. This message is for Rochelle. It's Sean. We met a while back at Azerbaijan when I asked casually about how you didn't have any Scottish in you. Let's rectify that. You've still got my card. Call me.
Anyways, if you are one of the few people who don't like listening to that message, there's really only one way to make it stop. Actually, there's two. Stop listening to our show, which we wouldn't really want you to do. And the second is, of course, to give us a call. Even if it's to leave a message saying, please stop playing that fucking message. And nothing else. 206-208-3918 is that number. If you want to send us an email or stuff, we can read a letter. We've had one so far. We can read two. info@tiptaptip.com. All right. I guess now we actually have to do the show and stuff.
Oh, I thought we were done.
Oh, okay. Thanks. That's the show. Thanks for coming in. My name is Eric.
That's so nice how you just said, my name is Eric, and then you just played the theme song because you just forgot about me.
Oh, yeah, that's Rochelle, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody said. Right, you like coffee. You have coffee every morning.
Yeah.
Somebody in the news had coffee, but they came up with a bit of a surprise. Woman drank coffee made with dead animal and filter. Oh, shit.
Oh.
It wasn't just the caffeine that gave an Eastern Iowa woman an extra jolt when she had her morning cup of coffee. It was the bat she found in the coffee filter. How was that for a fucking waker-upper?
Ew.
Wonder how it tasted. Bit musty.
That's why you make your own coffee.
Officials
make it with a Bodum. You don't get that dead animal shit in it.
What if you squish it with the coffee squisher thinger?
Yeah.
What if there's like an animal in there and you squish it?
Well, there wouldn't be able to be an animal in there because
what's that thing? Oh, French press, not the coffee squisher thinger?
Yeah.
All right.
A Bodum is a French press.
Oh, okay. Well,
same thing.
This is, you know, one thing to understand, listener. Is that.
There is an S on there.
maybe not. Is that I am not a coffee drinker. It's not because of any sort of particular religious type thing. I just really have never acquired a taste for it. I do like tea.
Do you like the smell of it?
I do like the smell of it. It's just one of those things I just...
You don't really have any habits. You don't really have any addictions. Oh, wait, Diet Pepsi.
No, actually, I really stopped doing that. The reason I stopped doing that is because of... You saw the new desk at work, right?
No, yeah.
Yeah, like that sort of large central desk that we have.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's just when you're tucked away in, like when I had the former
little desk was in kind of like the end in the corner.
Exactly. That way I can sort of drink my Diet Pepsi and chain. But now that everything's out in the open, all I've been drinking is like juice and water for the last month.
Wow.
Yeah. Just because
I vaguely remember a Pepsi bottle last week in the
fridge. No. Was it mine?
Yeah. I didn't buy it.
Oh, in our fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought that. But that's at home. That's a completely different thing altogether. But really,
but when you say you're not drinking something, that means that you're not doing it at all.
Yeah, but really, how often? That was once last week, and then one before that.
I don't know.
I'm just drinking other stuff now. I have this awesome new water bottle. I just want to drink water all the time. It's like sucking a tit.
It's a Camelback water
Camelback. Camelback. C-A-M-E-L-B-A-K. You know.
And
while
totally
I feel bad
is.
Endorsing a company that's not paying us any money to say how awesome they are, I will just say that is possibly the best water bottle I've ever had, which is a stretch because before that I was just using, empty Pepsi bottles, which I'd rip the label off.
Eric's recycling project.
There's that one
use time. A water bottle until I just don't know where it is because Rochelle probably threw it out.
The second best water bottle previous to this one was my, there's that time. Oh, well, a few months ago when I was using, remember when I had that big 2-liter empty bottle?
Like an old bottle. Yeah. It was an old bottle that had Diet Pepsi in it.
2 liter. 2 liters of water by the bedside because you never can drink enough water in the middle of the night. You can never
go pee. But you know what?
You
can't play Water Bottle Unicorn anymore with that one. That's...
Actually, it is... Well, my head is...
No, but if it falls, I'm...
Yeah, it's kind of... I'm sorry.
It's a little bit risque. Water might leak out.
Yeah. Actually, water doesn't leak out of this. It's a...
Anyway...
Anyways, oh yeah, we have a show, we're doing stuff. Oh yeah, we were talking about coffee.
Okay, so they said they discovered the bat in the filter in the coffee maker when she went to clean it out that night. Oh, so that means everybody all day was drinking coffee with dead bat.
Bat-infused.
Yeah.
Best kind of coffee.
Officials said the woman, who wasn't identified, underwent treatment for rabies.
Oh.
They said the bat was sent to a state lab for testing, but its brain was too cooked by the heat of the brine water to determine if it had rabies.
Jeez, that is just so nasty.
Yummy. So they definitely drank bat juice.
Yeah.
Steamed bat.
It's just been like
steamed juice of bat.
And it would mix with coffee.
I really don't understand how that can happen.
It does in Iowa, so fun. All right. This is sad news for all single men out there. Very sad news.
Women have joined together and decided not to date men anymore?
No, even worse news. Scarlett Johansson has been married over the weekend. Yeah, she got married over the weekend to Ryan Reynolds. You know who that guy is. He was in... you'll know him. He was in Blade 2 or Blade 3. The Canadian actor. He was in Van Wilder. That one comedy about being a waiter called Waiting or something like that. You'd recognize his face. Anyways,
there's a show called Van Wilder.
Van Wilder was a movie which came out several years ago. It's pretty popular and stuff. I haven't seen it, but he's in it. So, sad news. Sad news. Scarlett Johansson and Ryan... Well,
did you seriously think that you had a chance with her?
Hey, I was addressing it to single guys.
Okay.
I wasn't saying it to me.
No, but like, if you weren't with me.
I figure, you know, have a crack at it. Why not? I don't think it'd get very, very far. Yeah.
Famous people only date other famous people.
That's true. We gotta get this show more famous. Come on, people. Start listening.
You know what movie is always on TV? That Ghost World.
Yeah, she's in that. She must have been like 18 or 17.
Yeah, she's super young.
Yeah.
But who's the other girl that's in it?
Thora Birch. She was in American Beauty. The one who showed her boobies through the window? Yeah, that's the part I remember, at least.
She was the daughter of the dad who started smoking weed.
Yeah, if you say so. That's really... Sure.
I don't know.
If you say, I'll take your word for it.
She's pretty huge boobs, hey?
But very, very, very gifted. Same with Scarlett Johansson. She is also a...
Yeah, but you know what? Honestly, in that movie, the other girl's boobs are bigger than Scarlett's.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson was a late bloomer, but boy, did she bloom. All right. Before I get hit. All right, I'll go on with the story. Scarlett Johansson.
I don't hit you that much. Okay, whatever. All right.
Not that much. Scarlett Johansson and
Ryan. They're light slaps, not hits. Okay, go. It's not very interesting.
All right.
Nice underwear.
We're not a video podcast. Who cares? according to Us Weekly, the ceremony reportedly took place north of the border in Canada at a wilderness resort near Vancouver. The actress's representative confirmed the marriage to the Associated Press, but did not confirm additional details. Guests reportedly included members of her family, including her mother and some other people. The two started dating after the guy split from Alanis Morissette. So he's Alanis Morissette's former fiance.
Oh, yeah. Weird.
And they announced their engagement in May. She's 23, he's 31. So
he's an old fogey. Oh no, he's younger than you, sorry.
Shut up. And Scarlett Johansson said, you don't always meet the right person at the right time. I believe in finding a soulmate. It looks like she did. Congratulations. Sorry, nerds. You might have to wait a few years until she gets divorced. Because you know how well these Hollywood marriages end up?
Yeah.
They end up in the shitter in about 2 or 3 years.
Except for Patrick Swayze. He's been married to the same woman.
No, I mean actresses marrying... or actors marrying other actors. Actors... Or,
yeah, because yeah, Patrick Swayze actually... I don't think he married a famous person.
I think he married his like high school sweetheart or something like that. Yeah. Like they've been married for like forever.
Yeah.
So may have a chance, nerds, but just keep on. Rochelle's pointing the water bottle. Go for it. Have fun. Okay. See, I'm not. See, look what I'm doing. I'm not putting in this basket. Rochelle was saying before the show that. That she doesn't like me putting stuff in the fruit basket, which is usually where I store all the leftover papers and our headphones when we're not doing the show.
Yeah, it's like Eric's replaced the fruit basket for as random shit basket.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, and we don't have any fruit right now.
Okay. What else is going on? I had an awkward time explaining on the weekend because we went out, hung out with a few friends on Saturday. And you know how awkward it is to explain like Nancy Grace to someone who really doesn't get it? I did make an analogy, and it's kind of cleared it up to Mason and to a few other people. It's kind of like Ann Coulter, who's this really, really sort of right-wing, like really, really right-wing woman who says a sort of a lot of things which are inflammatory, often to provoke a reaction. She's blonde, she's tall, she's leggy. And I could see how a person like Mason would be completely against anything that she stands for. But at the same time, I can also kind of see that sort of dynamic going on.
Yeah, I think the key to what we were talking about last time, I think the key is that like you don't necessarily have to like the person's personality, but you are attracted to them. I think you have to be physically attracted to them.
A little smidge. Because really...
No, you have to, or else you wouldn't want to.
Okay. That clears that up. Yep.
Yep.
All right. Right.
Okay, so I have another business idea.
All right, lead on us.
And it involves returning movies, because I am so bad at returning the movies. I get all those stupid phone calls from Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can see, there's two movies right there on our table that need to be returned.
What movies are they? They are...
How to Marry a Millionaire.
And Napoleon Dynamite?
I thought that How to Marry a Millionaire would actually tell me how to marry a millionaire, but it didn't.
No, it's just, now you
get... It's too late for that.
Now you get to marry a... Well, there's 100 heir, and then what's less than that? What's like a 10 heir?
Poor. A poor man.
Whoops.
That's what that's called. Anyways, okay, so my idea is that there's... I don't really know. I thought it was really smart at the beginning, but now I don't really think it's that good of an idea. Anyway, it would be like a company that returns your movies for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they know all the ins and outs for Blockbuster to make it so that you don't have to pay them as much money. Because sometimes when you go there, Blockbuster is like, well, actually, there's this and this restocking fee. And then if you have movies for a certain amount of time, they try and get you to buy them. Like, one time, Blockbuster wanted me to give them $75.
And you told them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah. Because they're like, well, you haven't returned these. And
well, now I'm returning them and just throw them at their fucking face.
No, but the thing is, I didn't have them with me, and I wanted to rent the movies. Okay. And they're like, okay, they didn't even tell me. They're like, okay, your total will be $70-something.
And you're like, what
I'm renting two movies. Why? And then he explained it to me.
Like,
and I said, okay, well, can't you just rent me these movies and then I will bring them all back? And they're like, no, I'm sorry, ma'am. You're going to have to pay this amount of money first. And I was tempted. I was like, should I just pay it and then I can just like
what movies were? Do you recall which movies they were?
Oh, they were stupid. They were stupid movies. It was like, I think it was when we rented like The Labyrinth and The Neverending Story. You know,
when you rented those.
When I rented those, because I wanted to
watch David Bowie.
And, oh, yes, and drool over David Bowie in tight pants. But anyway, so I ended up like walking back home, picking up those movies, going back, and then I didn't have to pay it. But
so, okay, so back to this business idea.
But I've heard people, like there is this one person in line in front of me, and I guess he had tried to trick Blockbuster by, instead of going to his like the place he would normally go to in the north,
no,
he came down here thinking that they wouldn't know that he owed a certain amount of money.
There's a central database and all Blockbusters can tap into it,
like
all across Canada, and I'm not sure if the same database exists in the US, but yeah,
but this little Blockbuster person totally like put him on the spot, you know, and he did not speak quieter or anything, and you know,
we'll get back to your business idea in a second. This just reminds me of something which really fucking pisses me off.
Yeah, I know what you're gonna say. Couple times I was there, it didn't happen.
No, so when you're waiting in line and you're checking out your movies, and then they fucking dictate what movies you bought, and sometimes I'm renting movies for you, and I really don't need. Like, you know.
like what?
Oh, whatever, like, whatever sort of girly type
of... Oh, yeah, like a... Yeah.
And, like, you know, and I'm getting, like, something... Like, some dumbass, like, action movie, which, you know, not like... And it is, in a way, it's embarrassing, and it shouldn't be. But, like, you know, when this jerk, like, you know, announces it, I think they do it on purpose. And, you know...
You?
But part of me wants to go, turn around and go... Turn around to everybody else in the line and go, yes, yes, I did rent this stupid...
Jane Austen Book Club.
Jane Austen Book Club, yes, I'm renting Jane Austen Book Club, and I'm also renting Predator 2. Fuck you, here's my card, here's my money, go suck my balls. Anyways, back to
you. I think the worst is when you rent the foreign movies, and some of them...
Yeah, you always pick the dirtiest ones, and I'm always having...
No, can I just finish? Some of them have really, really, really cheesy titles.
Yeah, and I'm always... And I'm like...
It sounds like you're renting porn.
I know. And it's like, oh, fuck, he's gonna say it, and this and this. I'm like, oh, fuck, oh, come on. Come on. They do it always. All right.
Yes. Well, now, every crappy job has to have its late amusements or else you're not going to like it.
I was kind of a dick the other day. It was last Friday. I was having a Subway for lunch. And went in the Subway. And it was about... the Subway I go to is usually not too busy. I try and get there fairly early because I do like to have an early lunch around 11 o'clock. But I was busy that day and I was running a bit late. So I was in there at around 11:45. Now, the one that I go to, 11:45 kind of coincides in which the, I guess, junior high school kids get out for lunch. And there's a huge, huge lineup, right? So I had actually gotten in there like right before the lineup came in. So I was in front of the line, and then behind me were just a bunch of little shits, right? So Subway, you know, usually there's like, you know, your bench where you can kind of, one person can kind of sit facing outside the window. And then there's the tables, which you usually sit for, right? So I was a bit of a dick because, well, first of all, I'd actually wanted to sit on the seat sort of facing out towards the window because I didn't want to take up a whole table. But then these little shits took up those seats before they'd actually placed an order, right? They put their bicycle helmets. Yeah. And all their backpacks and shit on those seats before they even placed an order, right? So I'm like, fuck it. So what I did is I got my stuff and then I sat by myself at one of those, at one of the full tables, laid out my fast forward, my magazines, and I just ate as slow as I fucking could. And people just hovering around me, I'm just like, I don't give a shit. Spit my pop. I took like an abnormally long time, and like they're just, you know, like, and these kids just want to sit down and eat, right? So like I'm sitting there just myself on like in a table which normally seats four, and like the table right in front of me, like six kids are cramming in because they just all want to sit down. I'm like, oh, fuck you,
you should. So they took the chairs from your table?
No, they didn't. I was all by myself. I was just being a total dick and no one did it.
Nobody even attempted to sit beside you?
No, like, no, it's a table, right? So like,
no, I know. Yeah. I know.
No, because there's that sort of social awkwardness. What are they going to say? Like, oh, you know, I first
so
of all,
stupid.
I have like my thing like spread up all over the place, so nobody could sit like directly across me because sometimes I'm like, ah, oh, fuck you. I would have
sat beside you, and
you would have, but I was just being
no, like if I didn't know you.
Yeah, but there's some people don't, and it's
because you know what? I like making those people feel awkward.
I know, you
can... People that do that kind of stuff?
You could just turn it around and just...
Yeah, exactly. It's the same with your movie theater thing. Like, I purposefully will sit in front of people or right beside people.
Being a dick.
Or, like, when you're walking down the street behind people, you know how, like, you're not supposed to walk really, really close behind them? I don't really care.
Well, if it's a guy, it's a totally different story because, you know, you get, like, an eye full of mace, right? So that's not... Exactly, yeah, cool.
If it's a guy?
Yeah, if you're a guy and like you're walking like right close behind a girl or whatever. Or even if you're walking like right
behind. But like I think that like you know how there's some of these people are walking in front of you and they're walking really slow and you're just like, God, if this person wasn't walking in front of me, I'd be home like right now. So you just gotta like make the pass.
I make the pass
and
all the time.
You have to but sometimes people don't let you pass. Or else if they're walking like the same speed as you.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Then, like, if that's the case. And
like, I've done it where I've crossed the street because I'm just like, oh, this is ridiculous.
This is awkward.
Yeah.
So anyways, I guess we completely got off track, but back to your blockbuster business idea, or is that about it?
Well, it would just be like a movie return company.
Well, and how much would you pay but the same price as a movie to return a movie?
If somebody were to come over to my place right now and they were like, hey, I'll return your movies for you, make sure, here's $5.
Okay, here's the next question. From our apartment right now, how far in blocks is...
That's not the point.
Oh, okay, I'm just saying, just answer my question. How far in blocks is the nearest Blockbuster?
That's not the point.
I know it might not be the point, but I just want an answer.
Oh, it's like 4 blocks or something.
3.5?
Something like that.
Just all right. That's all I have to say about that.
Well, how about you return it and I'll give you $5.
I'll do that if you give me $5. If you put
in kisses.
It's not cool. Not cool. I want $5 in.
But don't you love me?
Yeah, but you can't.
Didn't return my movies.
Hey. You can't put a price on your kisses, baby. Now, give me my $5 in money. I'll return the fucking movie for you.
Yeah. Do you take debit?
I just swipe it on my butt crack. Right, here's a guy talking to aliens.
That's gross. I would like...
Radio Network. Through that, I will be getting in touch with my contact or my source, whose name, or let us say, whose identity... is Korton, Korton.
Oh He's not taking a shit. He's actually channeling aliens, and he's going to be talking. They're going to be talking through his...
Sorry, can you make the bigger? I can't really see.
All right, make it bigger.
How come it's always old dudes, like old hippie dudes that are into aliens?
This is Central Control. Stand by. Information to follow. We are ready to transmit. We are ready to
Exterminate. Exterminate.
Smith. This is the voice of Infruct Relay Automatic. In and for the planet you of the Earth called Jupiter. On behalf of the Honorable Corton Representative, we are ready to begin with that information which we have for these individuals in this time period. Let us begin with the individuals to the forefront of the instrument.
Corton, some people I've been speaking to suggested that there's major cataclysms underway, possible alien invasion or Earth.
We should state, we would rather that individuals do...
I'm just noticing the decor in Corton's house.
Actually... That looks like there's like a satellite ship that looks like an R2-D2, like the top of R2-D2.
His head and like a...
Yeah.
It was back to Corton and the intergalactic space also, guys.
But, so, I don't get it.
Wait, you don't get why I'm showing this or don't get why...
I don't get why this guy would think that he can talk to somebody on Jupiter.
Because maybe he actually is talking to somebody on Jupiter.
So, before they interview these guys, do they make sure that they're not schizophrenic? Or that they don't have mental problems?
Maybe people are just kooky, and there's really no sort of scientific definition for that. It's not really like...
Well, that explains you, but that does not explain him.
Well, I don't know what explains.
Do not dwell upon the negative aspects of that which is as yet only a premise.
Am I going to experience any travel problems, any mishaps on the road or in the air?
There may be some problems having to do with weather. We are given no authorization for information.
Does Corton have any message for the viewers of BBC Two?
We greet you in peace, son.
What are the chances that I'll actually be able to go and see a mutilated cow in person for this program with Chris O'Brien?
In order to do so, you may talk to one.
I really have to take a poo.
Why does he say
That's how they talk on Jupiter.
A given individual in that area you term Alamosa, Colorado is that understood?
Understood, yes.
We have nothing further for these individuals.
That looks like an alien. Hold on. What planet is she from? And there's Jesus 80s. In the background.
She's from the 80s.
And what else is in the background? Yeah, it's a bunch of alien type stuff.
Hands. There's like a whole bunch of hands.
Oh yeah, there's a praying hands.
For these individuals in this time period discontinue.
Nope.
Beep, 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 back to beep, Earth. Beep, 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 beep,
back to Earth.
Beep, beep, beep.
Whoa. He lunges forward.
I want you to feel something.
Feel something.
Put your hand right in through here. Put your hand right in.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Yeah, a
lot
of sweat.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. He just made him touch his sweaty.
All right, so Buddy sort of channeling Corton, and then he comes out of the trance, and then the reporter... He says, "Here, feel this. He opens up his shirt and grabs the guy's arm by the wrist and just drags it up and down the center of his chest and goes, "Feel this." And I guess his chest is all sweaty. I don't know what that signifies other than he's a guy who sweats a lot.
Yeah.
But that's really not cool if you just like, "Hey, I feel this," and just...
Sometimes I do that to you.
That's just not... Well, that's different.
Different.
Yeah.
energy beam.
How do you feel?
That was incredible.
He's wiping the sweat off on his shirt.
Am I sweating? Yeah, I found it like, for some reason, I wouldn't say it made me, it put me really on edge.
Did he appear to know what you guys were doing?
Yeah, yes, he did. Yeah, he seemed to be pretty together, didn't he?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. This guy knows more about what's going on than I do.
All right.
Weird.
Talking to aliens. So, that's all I got about that. Right. Judge to anti-feminist ladies' night is all right. It's closing time. For a lawsuit alleging ladies' night at nightclubs discriminate against men. Judge Miriam Goldman Cederbaum tossed the lawsuit out of federal court in Manhattan on Monday. She said nightclubs can price their products as they wish because they're not acting as representatives of the state. The lawsuit was brought by attorney Roy Dan Hollander, a guy who has way too much time on his hands, and who's crusaded against feminism, and recently to a university over its women's studies program.
What?
All right. Hollander said ladies' nights at Manhattan nightclubs discriminate against men by offering women free or discounted admission or drinks. See, he doesn't get it. He's too busy, like, think about the free drinks he's not getting. But what he's not getting, here's the thing, is he goes
to
the club.
He's probably
no,
gay.
No. Here's the way I see it. You go into a club, it's ladies' night, there's a bunch of women in there who are all liquored up on cheap booze, and a guy walks in there, and all of a sudden he's Mr. Popular because of the women are all drunky poo.
Yeah, and that's the reason why they have, like, male strippers.
So, guy, shut up!
Yeah.
This is actually a good thing. Seriously.
He's ruining it for all
of
us.
He's ruining it for the rest of us, you piece of shit. Alright.
Okay, but what did he do? He with the feminist classes, he actually...
Yeah, I guess he sued a university over its women's studies program. Sure. Hollander said ladies' nights at Manhattan nightclubs discriminate against men, blah, blah, blah. He called the judge a feminist and saw her dismissal of the lawsuit was consistent with the discrimination embedded in many of America's institutions. Nightclub attorney said Hollander's lawsuit was frivolous. I also say that.
Mm-hmm.
It sought to represent men over the age of 21 who entered Lotus, the China Club, and several other New York nightclubs on Ladies' Night since June 21st, 2004. The nightclub said the prices charged to men aren't so burdensome that they amount to denying them entry, and male customers might actually benefit from the latest Nettie's cut because so many women attend. It's my point. Exactly. You got a lot of women in here because there's cheap booze, and you come sauntering in looking like hot shit because...
But he's going to get his ass kicked from every other dude. Every other dude that doesn't get laid because of him is going to beat him up.
Yeah, what a dummy. Dummy. Hollander's lawsuit asked the judge to conclude the club's policies violate the Constitution and to assess minor damages against them. Last month, he sued Columbia University, saying its women's studies program is discriminatory and unconstitutional because the school didn't have a comparable men's program. Yes, they do. It's called...
History.
History. Yeah, there you go. His story.
Yeah.
Exactly. They don't call it men's, but... Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Thanks, guy, for ruining everything. So it's...
I can see how some men might be pissed off with feminism because it makes things that some men like impossible. Such as, you know, like... traditional things that women used to do, like cleaning, well, except I, you know, marrying someone, getting them pregnant, cleaning their house, hurting them, abusing them, and still having them stay married to them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
it's a whole sort of ball of wax. Like, for my limited understanding of feminism or what I think should be, I think my take on it is this. I think it's, you know, it's basically kind of equaling the playing field, because even right now, I think there's still a disparity between the the average wage that a woman makes and the average wage that a man makes, mm-hmm. just overall. It's definitely closer than it has been in years past, but and it's getting closer as years go on, but there's still a difference. I can't remember if it's like men make 5% more or whatever. I can't remember the exact figure, but...
Yeah.
But...
I know, the one thing that...
Then there's the whole post-feminism thing.
Yeah.
Which is...
It's so confusing.
So confusing.
Because I think one of the classes that I took that in feminism, it was taught by a woman, might say, like in her 60s or something.
Yeah.
Late 50s, 60s or whatever. And so I think I was actually being taught the old feminism.
Yeah, because there's the old school, like, 1970s feminism, and then there's, like, the new school, whip out your tits for art feminism.
Yeah, don't shave your armpits, that kind of stuff. And then it seems to be, nowadays, like, a lot of art stuff that is supposed to be about feminism is about, like, embracing all these old... female things such as like knitting and making
baking.
I'm like, I don't get it. It's so confusing.
I'm like the whole sort of burlesque thing.
That's a feminist thing?
I think it's like a new school feminist thing. I don't think it has any much to do with like the old school the new school feminism is more about like, you know, celebrating the body. And, you know,
yeah,
and like, you know, being happy, whatever, you know, and not sort of falling into the sort of Hollywood ideals of being like 90 pounds and being on 90210, like, you know, like just being more sort of comfortable about who you are and what you are.
They take it to an extreme. Like, I mean, you can be totally comfortable and happy with your body.
And then you could be whipping out your tits and swinging around tassels like a dummy.
Yeah,
I guess there's...
Because, like, I like the old traditional burlesque dancing. I think it's sexy, but they never, ever...
Well, remember, there's that documentary we watched...
They barely even showed anything. Yeah, that one where there was, like, the old burlesque dancers that reunited. I can't remember what show that was.
It was a documentary we bought. I think it must have been, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It was about this young woman who's making a documentary film on burlesque, and she had tracked down all these old, like, yeah, I guess there must be like 70,
like the original,
like the original burlesque dancers, and and the thing is, like, even the old burlesque dancers are saying, like, you know, it's just really, you know, you can call it whatever you want, but really it was just stripping, like, you know, and it's, you know, we danced a bit differently, but stripping today has more to do with burlesque dancing of the past than this new sort of burlesque dancing, where it was basically they were stripping for money, right? So,
yeah, it's just weird because now they've brought it back and
they've
made it whatever they want to.
It's same but different. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
We could go on and on and talking about this, but
I think the one that, like, the stuff that confuses me about feminist stuff is when a woman wants to make a choice and it's looked down upon because it's not, I don't know, it's something that the feminists say is a bad thing for a woman to like. But it's like, well, what if you just honestly
What if a woman, like, you know, a well-educated woman genuinely wants to be a homemaker? Like, you know, not because she's expected to, but because that's what she wants to do, actually genuinely wants to do.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, and, it, you know, is it looked down upon because, it, you know, you're falling into sort of traditional roles, or is it looked up upon because it's a very conscious decision, you know?
Yeah. See, I think new feminism is saying that it's okay, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's okay for you to want that, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff, right? But, oh, no, I can't remember what I was going to say. Okay, so, like, some people in workplaces say, like, if you applied for a job and we both had the same credentials, like, we both had the same education, all that kind of stuff, they would be more likely to hire you because you're a man and there's no chance of you getting pregnant, and leaving, right?
Yeah.
They know that if they hire you, there's nothing that's going to take you away from it.
Yeah, unless you just don't like the job or whatever, right? But that could take anybody away, right? So.
Yeah. And yeah. I think that's almost like a double-edged sword because,
yeah.
You know, the woman wants to work at that place, but at the same time, if she does want to leave and have kids or whatever, isn't that her prerogative to
yeah, but they also build
do
it.
That and still possibly come back?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just there's so many, like, tricky situations.
A lot of weirdness. All right.
Anyway.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So, she's just kind of... You can read this one. But hold on, before we do that. No one's making me any new bumper, so I just found a sound effect.
That's a cruise ship thing, isn't it?
It's a hockey horn. It's they play about hockey games. It
sounds like a cruise ship
horn. Same kind of thing.
Okay. Chesterton cop says woman had merchandise in pants. Wow, there's this ongoing theme that we're having with people stealing stuff and hiding in their pants. Okay. From Girls Just Want to Have Fun to Death Row, the titles of DVDs stolen from Kmart seem to foreshadow the luck of one would-be shoplifter. A Michigan City woman pulled 19 items out of her pants. Wow. 19 items in her pants. That's amazing.
It was either big pants or big woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Including 10 DVDs.
All right, so let me just...
Holy shit.
So 10 of these. All right. 10 of these.
I don't understand how, like, because whenever I stick stuff in my pants, it just goes out the bottom.
All right, so. It must be, like, inner pockets or something like that.
Or maybe if you wore leggings underneath. Oh, yeah, yeah. We wore leggings underneath baggy pants, so the leggings will actually help the stuff stay.
Wow, so if somebody steals something using your idea, does that make, like, you an accessory? Because you gave
them No, it just makes me smart.
All right.
Okay, Thursday after police were called to investigate a theft report. A loss prevention agent at Kmart, 750 Indian Boundary Road on Thursday, stopped Tina Yiki, 32, of Michigan City and her friend in the parking lot for suspected shoplifting. According to Chesterton Police... the investigating officer dumped out Yiki's purse and found two dental kits, a bottle of cologne, one toy car, 12 packs of Pond's facial strips. Those things suck, by the way. a bottle of antifungal cream. Ooh.
I wonder what that's about.
Two fingernail kits. That would be actually... I would steal that because Eric always loses
the... Hey, enough about that.
And two bottles of foundation primer were stolen from the store. The officer then asked if she had anything else. She replied no, according to police. When informed that she would be patted down by the officer, Yiki unbuttoned her pants and pulled out 10 DVDs. Oh, a PlayStation video game. Those are expensive, actually. A pair of white tube socks, a black and red bra, a black and red pair of
pants?
Women's underwear, yeah.
Holy
with
shit.
The word pouty printed on them. Three wow. pairs of size 4T boys' underwear and two women's rings. Yankee also handed over to police a utility knife that she used to open the packages in the store. Yiki was...
Oh, because those stupid fucking packages.
Yeah, so she... took off all the packaging and just stuffed it all down her pants. Yiki also handed over to police a utility knife. Okay, I already read that part. Yiki was charged with felony theft and misdemeanor conversion. She was taken to Portage County Jail, which has no death row. Yiki's friend was not arrested. Police said she had no stolen items in her possession, and surveillance video showed her friend did not assist her in concealing the items.
Mm. Wow, that's a...
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of shit.
That's like most...
That's pretty amazing. That's at least... That's got to be like $300 worth of stuff. That's even more than $300. Because
yeah,
all like, the DVDs,
yeah,
like... DVDs are like, what, $20?
$20 to $30 per, depending.
PlayStation thing is like $50.
Or more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. The book I'm reading right now
mm-hmm.
takes place in... I think it's 1827 or 1327, something like that.
Oh, this is the sequel to that other book you're reading for?
Yeah, and there's like one family where the dad was a criminal, or yeah, like he stole from people, and he actually just had his hand chopped off. That's pretty brutal, hey? But the thing is, like, everybody looks at you and they're like, oh.
You stole.
Yeah, you stole. You're a criminal. So, like, nobody hires you. They just look your hand and they're like, oh. And then their excuse is, well, you don't have two hands, so we'll hire a laborer who has two hands, you know? But really, it's just because he stole. That'd be brutal. Making your good times even.
But this seems like a much smarter show than the last one. It seems like when Mason came.
This is the clean non-drinking.
This is our actually talking about smart stuff and crazy shit.
And pretending to be smart.
Pretending to be smart, and it's amazing that when Mason's not here.
I just have to say one thing.
Okay, say it.
I feel like you're cutting me off all the time on this show, though.
I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you're talking about. Me cutting you off.
You are. You're playing with...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Don't. I can't remember.
Sorry. Okay, I'll be good.
Well, no, I was just going to say here.
Okay.
Stop pushing the buttons.
Hands are in the air.
Damn it.
Anyways, you've been listening to Tip Tap Tip. We're a lot smarter this episode. We're a lot cleaner. A lot less F this, C this, S-H-I-T this, and S-U-C-K my B-A-L-L-S.
I wonder how would you find out that you could talk to aliens on Jupiter?
Maybe they...
Drugs, hey? Like, it's gotta be drugs.
Maybe they contacted him first and say, hey, can we use your body to channel,
To BBC Two?
Use your body to channel through our speaking stuff?
No, I think it's just all these dudes that were hippies in the 60s who took a lot of acid. It's like all comes back to them when they're 60.
Okay.
That's my...
Guys, you should stop the show.
That's my story.
Okay.
I'm sticking to it. What's that from?
From everything. I've heard lots.
Okay.
Anyways, you have been listening to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle. Goodbye.
And, oh, shit. I'm totally...
Oh, you forgot to cut me off.
Before we go, 206-208-3918. Again, Rochelle, can you say it in a normal...
206-208-3918. Give us a call, leave us a message, we'll put you on our podcast.
And what's the name of the website, baby?
TipTapTip.com.
My name is Eric.
I already said that part.
Play along. Be nice.
I don't like repeating myself.
I can do it.
How about you just... Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Let's begin.